A quick update before we begin. The Counter Tobacco Podcast is now available on iTunes and SoundCloud. Make sure to subscribe so you'll always hear the newest episode as soon as it's posted. And now, let's get into this episode. On our last episode, we talked about tobacco point-of-sale advertising and the devastating effects it can have on individuals and their communities. We also highlighted some campaigns dedicated to winning the war in the store. One of these campaigns just won a major battle. As of August 9th, 2017, three more states have increased their minimum legal age sale for tobacco from 18 to 21. Congratulations to Maine, New Jersey, and Oregon on this amazing accomplishment. Today's episode is similar to our last in that we will be continuing to focus on tobacco prevention campaigns, but this time looking at them on a national level. And to do that, we first have to go back in time to one of the most infamous public service announcements ever created.
Okay, last time. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
It's probably impossible to go through life without encountering this ad at least once. This is Your Brain on Drugs first debuted in 1987 as part of a campaign created by the Partnership of Drug-Free America. It has since become one of the more iconic images in American media and has been subject to praise and criticism of all kinds. Some people believe the ad is incredibly persuasive, while others see it merely as a scare tactic. Whatever your view may be, you have to admit, this ad revolutionized public service announcements into a powerful tool that many nonprofits still use to this day. So what makes an effective campaign? For one, it needs to be aggressive. Aggression has the ability to get people talking, and the more people talking about your campaign, the better. Campaigns also need to be targeted. It's really hard to appeal to every demographic, and oftentimes campaigns that try and do so will miss the mark. It's best to focus on one group at a time. And finally, and probably most importantly, the most effective campaigns are well-funded. Money is what's going to get your campaign on TV screens and in newspapers, so it's important for campaign organizers to consider their finances before they proceed. This is Your Brain on Drugs is a good example of a campaign that encompasses all the elements of an effective one, but it's a little outdated and isn't really focused on tobacco usage, which is the main concern of this podcast. However, there are a ton of national campaigns running right now whose main priority is limiting big tobacco's influence in all sorts of ways. These campaigns are aggressive, focused, and have support of all kinds.
Big Tobacco must love diversity. They love it so much that here they advertise up to 10 times more in black neighborhoods than in other neighborhoods.
10.
10 times. How is that okay? Big Tobacco is really trying to make friends with black folks. I see you. So much that in the past, Big Tobacco called us a market priority. It's not a coincidence. It's profiling. Don't let it go unseen. Enlist at thetruth.com. Be the generation that ends smoking.
The Truth Initiative is a nonprofit that was established in 1998 as part of the Master Settlement Agreement, which we covered in detail on our previous episode. This organization's goal is to achieve a culture where all youth and young adults reject tobacco, and their campaigns reflect this. The Finish It campaign, which focuses on the youth's social influence, premiered at the 2014 MTV Video Music Awards. The program averaged 8.3 million viewers, most of them between the ages of 15 and 21, the campaign's target audience. Since then, they have produced many other campaigns, including hashtag Stop Profiling, which brings attention to how low-income neighborhoods and neighborhoods with more residents of color are often targeted by tobacco advertisers.
Man, I got this.
This is my house.
My house.
Woo. Call me.
Call me CEO.
I'm in charge.
Cigarettes?
That's not my thing.
That's not my thing.
Nah. No way.
Why?
Why?
Because
I'm not gonna let that even try to
control me.
I'm not gonna let that happen. This is my life.
My life.
I reject
anything, including tobacco,
that tries to
control me.
Keep it fresh. Live tobacco free.
Fresh Empire is another national campaign dedicated to helping young people live a smoke-free life. Created by the FDA in 2015, Fresh Empire aims to prevent and reduce tobacco use among at-risk multicultural youth ages 12 to 17. As stated in our previous episode, this demographic is more likely to be targeted by tobacco advertisers. However, this campaign does a great job of attracting attention to their message thanks to their use of celebrity spokespeople, most of whom are up-and-coming rappers like Lil Yachty and Vince Staples. Rap music videos are generally packed with images of successful adults smoking, but that is not the case for these two artists. Fresh Empire does a great job of promoting the message that tobacco is not a necessary part of anyone's life, especially in the rap industry, by having these big stars share their stories. The last campaign we're going to highlight is another one created by the FDA. The Real Cost campaign launched in 2014 and first aimed at helping youth aged 12 to 17. However, the success of this campaign allowed for them to expand into ads that got even more specific with their audience.
When you see yourself like that, it's hard to believe that it all began with a can of dip. But then you start to look back. When your teeth started getting loose, when you ignored the signs, when you thought white patches were no big deal, when you believed a can of dip could do no harm. Dip can cause mouth cancer. Smokeless doesn't mean harmless.
Starting in April of 2016, The Real Cost turned its focus to male youth ages 12 to 17 that live in rural areas. This group is more likely to use smokeless tobacco, also known as dip, than any other demographic. This is due to the tobacco industry targeting these rural areas and bombarding them with advertisements, as well as a general lack of awareness about the dangerous product. The Real Cost aims at educating this demographic about the manipulative practices of the tobacco industry, as well as the health risks that come with using smokeless tobacco.
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
It's kind of hard to top This Is Your Brain on Drugs in terms of how iconic it is, but the campaigns of today are certainly giving it a run for its money. This is because these campaigns are specific with their audience, aggressive, and have the funding that make it possible for all to see. That was this week's episode on national tobacco prevention campaigns. For more information, visit countertobacco.org. This episode was written and produced by Lindsay Miller. The Counter Tobacco Podcast is a project of the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Counter Tools. Our mission is to provide software and consulting services to catalyze place-based public health policies at the local and state level. Find out more at countertools.org.